chapter 18. I still love shopping. I posted my full home address to Twitter and only noticed 2 years later. I still loved shopping in 2019, and now I had roommate's car. My forced takeover of the LibreVit project was 2 years away. No one knew my name. The people who led the LibreVit projects then were its de facto leaders in all but name. The project had a committee, of which I was a member, but I was long gone. There was no chance I'd ever return. The future was safe. I bought pens, pencils, and all sorts. I drew an ungodly amount of anime fan art, usually crossovers, Goku hunting for Dragon Balls and Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. Eh? I made a photorealistic pencil sketch of my childhood hero, Richard Matthew Stallman. The Free Software Foundation called it terrific and tweeted it. My worker was doing laptops for me. I had a worker at that point. He was like a remote. He works remotely. All I had to do was emails and banking. I sent stock to a worker's house and I recovered from surgery at that point. You know, I was just relaxing at home and this continued long after I had recovered. It helped me while I recovered from surgery, but then I wanted to keep my new freedom. You know, like his services meant that I no longer needed to do any real work myself. I'd wake up sometimes with, you know, thousands of pounds worth of money and I'd just purchase thousands of pounds worth of stock and I'd just send it all to him, you know, delivered to his house. His elderly mum was proud that his son finally had a job after like 10 years because he was on the dole for like a decade before then. And worker got a list of orders in which he completed and I'd send him a shipping label. Worker bantered gleefully with his UPS driver. Worker handled all customer warranty repairs. Worker was my friend. Worker was well paid. Worker was showered with gifts. Worker was praised. Worker talked politics with me. Worker was my friend. Worker did it all. Roommate drove me everywhere. I had what was now stable, essentially passive income, and I could spend all of my time indulging in every single intellectual and creative passion I had, and I had many. I spent several months just drawing. My childhood skills hadn't gone away, you know, and now I could walk. I could walk again, and I was walking after like 2 or 3 months after my surgery. I did a LibreVit talk at the Freenode Live 2018 conference where I met several new friends. Roommate drove me everywhere, supermarkets especially. I still loved food. If roommate was sleeping, I'd wake her up. Straight in the car, you know, wherever I wanted to go, sometimes all the way to the other side of England and back. Sometimes this would be for something as simple as buying, say, a PlayStation, you know. I was into retro games consoles at the time, mods and repairs and so on. I bought all the games and consoles and parts that I'd always wanted when I was a teenager and just played games. I once went to roommate's house. I once went to some random bloke's house with roommate. Left her outside in the car for an hour. The guy was just showing me artwork in his house, and you know, I was there. I was there to buy a games console from him, but you know, I went myself to people's houses as well. I bought games consoles. At one point, I met someone outside a shop, and he had one in his van. Because I was like, you know, going on like eBay and stuff. I'd modify games consoles to remove copyright and regional restrictions, enhancing their video and audio outputs, and adding a general just slew of features. I lost track of how many CDs and DVDs I burned, how many games I flashed to cartridges, how many Sega Master System ROM images I copied to SD cards to put on my Master System SD card. How many games I played that I could never play as a kid. Fuck LibreVit, by the way. I did absolutely nothing on LibreVit that year. Again, the committee was still in charge at this point. This was 2019. I'd just simply be thanked for all their hard work. You know, they'd be dealt with at a later time, but for now, I was just having fun. I met up with so many people from IRC, and I went traveling, you know, a lot. Roommate took me everywhere. I had everything. I also drank a lot. I was often drunk. Roommate called me a genius once because I'd learned soldering in a month, and I was really good at it in a month. I was just teaching myself electronics really quickly. I made her watch me on some of my projects, better than watching her play bloody Binding of Isaac, because why the fuck would anyone play that shitty game? She was playing it all the time, and it was just a really bad game. I was not a genius, I told her. You know, I'm just normal. This is just me being normal, I said. I loved food shopping even more. I went vegan again. I tortured roommate immensely with it. She apparently didn't like all the spice that I added to my food, so I put even more in it. Who was she to complain? I made the best tofu stir fry in all of England. I made her eat kale every day. I was also spending like an absolute idiot, and I was drunk all the time, especially when COVID came. My business had to shut down because of COVID, and you know, but they didn't stop me from spending. I still paid down, you know, company debts and expenses and whatever, you know, kept the company going, bought things for myself as well. You know, if it weren't for COVID, I would have just kept things going much more nicely, even in that state. It's COVID that threw me off guard. I didn't want to stop. You know, I had no sense of time. The days bled into weeks, then months. This went on from like January 2019 to like November 2020. So many, I just spent so much money. I don't even know how, you know, where it all went. You know, I just didn't care at that point. I can't even provide a chronological timeline because the whole 2 years feel like, you know, a few months. Probably because of how much gin I drank. My roommate made a streaming channel doing like BDSM crap and while playing computer games. Apparently people enjoy watching a virtual cartoon of someone playing games in latex, VTubing as it's called. Not really my thing. I once walked barefoot and crazed to my mother's house while I was drunk, long story. I just got high for a month when I purchased some bitcoins on a whim, purchased 1 month's worth of silver haze and from an unnamed onion website, and I made spliffs. Roommate said she'd never seen me so relaxed. Weed is wonderful. I love buying it. Weed shopping is wonderful. I would regularly enter roommate's room and talk to her while she was streaming. Some of her weird friends seemed nice. I bought a Sony PVM 30-inch model. This is a special type of cathode ray tube television, high fidelity, historically used by film studios and hospitals and such. With the right cabling, you can get really good quality, like arcade level picture output. It cost £600, it weighed a ton, and I made roommate carry it in. I played Time Crisis on it. I once made roommate drive me to Kent's, and I didn't even buy anything. I just chilled out with the guy for an hour, and it was just some bloke I met online, and I wanted to see him. You don't know him. None of my money was spent on roommate, none of it. I mean, you know, aside from a few odd little bits. I went nudist for a while, no need to buy new clothes. I was also drinking a lot, I may have mentioned this already. I once purchased 3 bottles of gin, and a police officer annoyed me by lecturing me about my drinking. My mother's love prevented an arrest that night. I paid for a cleaner, the mother of a childhood friend who once found my empty bottles. I still remember the look of panic in her eyes, as she'd obviously told my mother as well. My worker quit, and I kept buying gin, and he said that he said that I have a fundamental disrespect for human beings. My roommate kept pouring gin, my gin down the sink. She told me alcohol was bad. No, alcohol was good. I spent so much fucking money. I told roommate that I sleepwalk after she found me sleeping on the floor. I already sleep talk with my eyes open, so roommate was made to believe that I also slept on the floor, sober. This happened all the time. I once shat myself while I was in the supermarket. I just came home, showered and cooked. I called the owner of that shop a sanctimonious twat. I apologised the next day because I wanted to keep shopping there. I loved buying gin, sometimes cheese. The same owner did see my buds once in my shopping bag. He laughed and I told him where I bought them. I left them in there by mistake. My company went offline during COVID. COVID fucked everything and I went completely off the deep end, you know, during that time. One day though, I just relaunched. I was just sick and tired of not having a life anymore, you know, so I just said, fuck it. The Aris Boot project started because some guy wanted core boot on a ThinkPad X230. Other projects at the time supported it, or you could just do a custom core boot image yourself. But I knew that they were all crap. I decided to just fork Libreboot from 2016 and make a new project, just for the X230. This ended years of stagnation. I wrote in an earlier chapter about it. As part of this contract, I found that I had a lot of fun. Arisboot gave me back a lot of my you know, spirit that I'd lost before. I remembered all the years in which I didn't think I'd have energy anymore, and I remember the years of technical disagreements with the Libreboot committee. At this point, Libreboot itself had not done any new releases in years, and development was more or less at a standstill. Work was still being done, but no one took the Libreboot project seriously anymore. I found that I got a lot of work done on OSBoot in a very short period of time, and I took great pride in the work. I quickly found new users, and even for what was then an experimental relaunch of my own Libreboot projects in all but name. I even thought in these terms back then, months before that. I'd hinted on Twitter about the possibility of launching a so-called Libreboot Classic. The whim of one man whose Christmas I ruined started OS Boot. Yes, I ruined his Christmas because OS Boot took longer to get off the ground. He knew I'd be spending weeks to do it, but he still complained. And I ended up shipping after Christmas. Apparently, I bought it for someone and they complained, I don't know. Apparently, this caused an argument because he bought it for his son or something. But I shipped his X230 anyway. OS Boot was becoming quite popular already. You know, I basically just revitalized my entire career with it. I just rebooted my entire career. I found it funny. Roommate and I kept made it a running gag that I ruined some bloke's Christmas. She had to laugh at my jokes at all times and indulge me at all times, probably because she saw how much of an arsehole I could be when I drank. Alcohol doesn't change who you are, it just makes you a little bit more honest. What I did not buy was a new insurance policy. I forgot to renew her car insurance and she lost her car. Whoops. I didn't buy her another one because I just left her to rot for years. She was depressed without a car and she'd just spend every day at that point playing computer games in her room. I bought her latex gear and some other shit for her VTubing nonsense. I watched some of her streams. I even talked to some of her friends. I was the dopey nerd who talks about computers and shit. I'd sometimes annoy her because I'd talk politics and so on. I don't like not being in control, so I stopped drinking. I nearly lost everything, which made me appreciate everything. This is no joke. This was the darkest period of my entire fucking life. Fuck China. You know, they caused all that crap to happen to me. Stay at home? Fuck that. Fuck lockdowns. Fuck that. Fuck that. Yeah, just fuck off. I did like getting my vaccine though. I don't know, it just gave me a sense of pride, some national pride, but yeah. It was nonsense. I don't tend to dwell on mistakes, you know, I just became sober and I regained control of my life. I can only control what I'm doing in the moment and try to direct my own future. I realized towards the end of 2020 I didn't need to be angry at myself anymore. I needed to be angry at the world, so I began 2021 by unleashing my wrath upon it. It was dumb, but what was I supposed to do? Die? The lesson was this: don't give someone like me unlimited free time and booze. I threw out most of the things I bought into a skip. You know, I needed space for Libreboot stuff again. I love buying Libreboot stock. I love buying ThinkPads. I love buying RAM. I love seeing it leave once it's all set up to every customer. I don't actually care about money. You know, I just like completing a task. Me. That's a nice ring to it, no? Yeah, that's what I learned. I quit communism. Needed to look professional again, so I just said, fuck it. I learned how to be a drunk, and I learned how to die. I learned how to wake up from the floor and continue work. I learned to laugh again, and I just threw it all away. I learned. You're going to be damned as the person you are. You know, I learned to be bored again. I made my house boring again. I learned. My anger was still not resolved, obviously. You know, this period was followed by the one in which I took over the Libreboot projects again and all of the conflict that came out of that, you know, and which I'll continue in the next chapters. You know, when I drank all the time, especially during the darkest periods of these drank, I just felt despair. I thought that there was no way I was ever coming back after COVID. You know, I just assumed everything was lost. And I ruminated. I was just a mess all the time. Now, this wasn't fun. If you laughed at this chapter, please reconsider, because like this was shit. This is a really dark period of my life. You know, it took every bit of strength from me to come out of that. I just forgot the pain I felt. I just came back. I didn't have time to regret anything. You know, I just bet you can fight and lose, or you can die. That's what I thought. You know, better to lose than die.